Aloha everyone, this is Ashley from eStudy. Don't worry, James will be right with you, but I do have a couple of announcements I want to make, so please listen in and then James will start the show. Joseph and I are going to be hitting the road soon while James is in Maui. We'll first be stopping at the UFO Congress in Scottsdale. We'll have an eStudy booth there the weekend of February 15th and 19th. And if you're in that Scottsdale area, we'll also be doing a talk about what's coming up at eStudy this summer, the events, as well as information for those that are interested in volunteering in exchange during an event, or those who are interested in being part of the short-term or seasonal community and pitching in summer 2017. We'll be doing the same talk in Palm Desert on February 23rd, in Eugene, Oregon, the weekend of March 9th, the date is still being finalized, in Portland the week of March 14th, and in Vancouver and Seattle in the latter part of March. Our volunteer weekends start in early April. Our power is down today, so I'm not actually able to upload what I have put together to the website, but I will have that up by the early part of the week. And don't worry, if you don't live in one of those cities, you won't miss out. We'll also be scheduling a teleconference on the same topic in early March. So big heart hugs to all of you. Keep an eye on the website. We'll also send out an announcement on the newsletter regarding these upcoming talks. Remember, if you're in Scottsdale, stop by and say hi. And now, James Gilliland is here for another amazing edition of As You Wish Talk Radio. Mahalo.
Greetings. This is James Gilliland with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. We're going to just do a live broadcast here from Maui, and we're on this beautiful island here. We got all kinds of things going on here. I want to talk a little bit about landing here on Maui. When I landed here on Maui, the energy was so intense. It was very, very heavy. It was at the point of where I was going, I don't know if I want to come back here or not. And I've never felt anything like that before, you know, because it is paradise here. But unfortunately, I think with all the unrest, you know, and the energy waves coming through, the ascension waves, and all of the political problems and the marches and all the divisions that are being created, it seemed to have quite an impact here on Maui. And Maui is, you know, very pro-Hillary. It's a very democratic, you know, in the direction of the Democrats, basically. All the numbers are there, and it's very liberal and things. So basically, the energy was very, very heavy when I got here. And we've been working on this intensely and cleaning up the energy and literally clearing thousands of entities that are being drawn to this kind of energy, you know, helping clean up the island. Other people have been doing it as well. And it seems to be back on track now. We're starting to feel a little of that aloha spirit moving around. People are getting a little on top of things. They're, you know, starting to wave at people, letting people through, you know, and things are changing. But overall, I've never seen anything like that. I've never seen the effect of whatever you want to call it, the Trump effect or whatever. It sure had an effect here on the island, you know. But it's sad that we allow external forces to totally create our reality and our mindsets and our emotional well-being. But unfortunately, a lot of people are, you know, totally focused on the external, and they don't know how to look at the internal and what's really going on. But I always tell people, you've got to look at this as a process. This process, the Trump effect, is the greatest emotional clearinghouse I've ever seen on the planet. It's just bringing everybody's stuff up to look at and to heal. And it's also a major house cleaning, which I want to get into next. I'll talk more about this later. But you know, there's 474 people arrested, you know, with the L.A. Pizzagate sting. And I guess the FBI is saying there's going to be 70 more arrested. But, you know, it's happening. You know, the swamp is being drained. And I'm sure this pedophile arrest thing probably has to do with all kinds of people in Hollywood, all kinds of politicians, people in high positions are going to be going down with these sting arrests. And I tried to explain to people who get very upset here, which I've been just kind of keeping it to myself, basically, about, you know, Hillary and company and what they've been guilty of in the past. And do we want those kind of people in office again? I mean, look at the past. And to me, there's no logic behind this, you know. So I'm not saying Trump's a saint. I'm not saying, you know, that he doesn't have any flaws or anything. What I'm saying is that right now he's the best person for the job to drain the swamp and do the house cleaning that's necessary. And I wanted to bring this up, too, about the higher dimensional beings. A lot of people have seen, it's actually on Fox News, where Trump's plane was taking off and he had an escort. He had two UFOs following his plane, escorting him, protecting him. And I told people earlier that there was definitely an escort. They were keeping an eye on him. They were protecting him. And that's why he's still here. And you've got the military protecting him as well as a lot of other people that actually care about America and the values here. So there's a lot of protection there. But, you know, there's a lot of other people that would like to see him go, especially the ones that are being drained out of the swamp, you know, because of various nefarious activities. So it's quite interesting, and thank God he does have that kind of protection. So anyway, I received a lot of heat by saying that the higher dimensional beings were actually protecting Trump and behind Trump, and they definitely were not behind Hillary. I hate to burst your bubble, folks, but you know, the higher dimensional beings and the UFOs, they're not into child sacrificing and trafficking. They're not into, you know, pedophiles are not into blood rituals. You know, they're not into all kinds of pay for play scams and, you know, creating a war on the planet, you know, and creating ISIS and everything else is what the other camp was involved in. So I just don't see how anybody, and I quote, in their right mind would march for Hillary. You cannot be in your right mind. You've got to be totally ignorant or totally wounded and have some very serious inner work to be done if you're going to be marching for this woman in that group, if you just do any research whatsoever. I mean, you can't attack the women that Bill was responsible for raping and things like that venomously, even kill their pets and things like that, and say you're here for women's rights. I mean, that's enabling, and there's a long history of that going on. So, as well as trips out to Pedophile Island and things like that, it's all well documented. Now, this is all going to come out in the FBI files, and it's going to come out in the New York Police Department files. All of the stuff is going to come out. Trump did give the go-ahead to take care of this. And actually, he told, I guess, a couple different people. Jason Chaffetz is one of them. He's the chairman of the Oversight and Government Reform Committee. He gave him the green light to go ahead and investigate all this, so as well as others as well. So I mean, they're going to investigate this, and there's going to be a major house cleaning. And what's interesting, Trump just wants to go forward, you know, and make America great again. That's what his story is, and he does. He wants to do that. He's working very hard. Months before the inauguration, he'd already did more than Hillary or Obama to turn this country around. And people don't realize that, is that he was already working way before the inauguration to do some things. And he's very involved in the global reset, you know, the global reevaluation and all of these things. He's very involved in all of that and restoring the republic. And he is doing what he said he was going to do. He's already done more than anybody, you know, who's made all these promises. You're going to see something really interesting, this whole border thing that's going on, where he's closing down the borders and closing down, you know, where certain countries, you know, he's looking seriously about visas and things like that. That was actually an Obama plan that they've enacted, and all the fake news is coming after him for that, and it's actually an Obama plan. So anyway, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of a setup to just show how fake the fake news is. They're going to find out later on that and that plan was already in place, you know, so to be acted out. So basically, you've got that plan, you know, happening. There's a lot of things going on. One of the things I wanted to mention, too, is that there's so much negative press, and it's still going on, And people just not getting the story right, not doing any research whatsoever, and very, very cruel and incriminating statements with no merit whatsoever have been made on the mainstream news over and over again. And you have to understand that the mainstream news is, you know, bought and paid for. You know, the Illuminati boys, you know, the own the mainstream news. So you're not going to, and that's what he's definitely fighting against, you know, to give this planet back to the people and take it out of the hands of the elite. So they're not going to be his friends, and they're going to do everything. And when you've got people that are probably going to be, you know, put up on charges, you know, for pedophile, child trafficking, all kinds of extortion, blackmail, everything, you know, these people are going to be fighting tooth and nail. I mean, their lives are on the line to take down Trump and shut this down, and which includes a lot of the media, people in the major media, includes a lot of people in Hollywood, everything. All the people that are screaming the loudest, I guarantee you they've got a very dark history, and they don't want the swamp to be drained because they're part of the swamp. And it's not just a political swamp. It's all kinds of governmental agencies are involved in this swamp. And again, Hollywood as well. So, you know, there's, it's massive. With the 474 people arrested in LA, you know, with this Pizzagate sting, and the FBI, you know, getting ready to snag quite a few more, it's going to be quite interesting. And so it is going down. I want to talk about George Soros as well. And he's been backing over 50 of these groups that are protesting against Trump and trying to create severe damage and actually totally create a revolution, you know, in this country. And he, that's what George Soros does. He divides, he separates and he divides, he creates chaos. He creates total collapse, you know, of a government. And then he comes up and buys everything a penny on the dollar. And I hate to tell you this, but a lot of these marches, you're actually part of that program. And it's a huge PSYOPS mind control program that's going on. And people in air are given a lot of misinformation, and they're out there screaming and yelling and flipping out and calling names and swinging at cameramen and everything else, all, you know, under the auspices of women's rights. And I'm totally for women's rights, but get very, very clear on what you're doing. It doesn't look good. You know, to me, I love women. I think women are beautiful. I love the nurturing, compassion, you know, what it really means to be a woman, you know, a goddess, you know, and, you know, all this crazy wounded separation game going on, you know, with these rallies has nothing to do with womanhood. And I hate to burst your bubble, but the people that are sponsoring this and paying for this don't give a damn about you or your children or the planet. And so it's time to wake up and stop the separation game, the division game, you know, give the guy a chance. But anyway, you know, that being said, you know, again, I'm sure, you know, there's going to be decisions that Trump is going to make that I'm not for. And because I'm an extreme environmentalist, I'm not sure he says he's an environmentalist, but we'll see. You know, we'll see. I still can't get the goods on this pipeline thing. You know, people are saying he totally signed off on the pipeline and they're going to bring troops in and there's going to be tanks and, you know, all these stories going out. And the only thing I can see there is that there was an order to get the environmental impact report done on this. And I guess he opened the gates for anybody who wants to talk and negotiate and speak and, you know, about that to come forward. So I know we can't trust the government. I've never been able to trust government, but basically I'd like to see the order, an executive order that says we are going to ram this pipeline through hook, line and sinker and nobody's going to be able to say a thing. I haven't found that yet. If anybody finds that, please send it to me. Send to me the paperwork where that's done. And so we can greater understand that. So, you know, people think, you know, I'm for the pipeline. I'm not. ESETI has has actually spent a lot of time and energy and given a lot of support to stopping the pipeline. And a lot of money was raised, as he said, to help stop the pipeline and buy tents and food and everything else. So we have been involved in that. So when people throw these things at you, like saying, oh, you're for the pipeline or you're for this, or no, I'm not, you know, but I am for draining the swamp. I am for all the darkness and the negativity. And to me, the most heinous thing going on are these sacrifices and blood sacrifice rituals and the trafficking, the child trafficking and the pedophile stuff. You know, if Trump takes care of that, he's my hero, basically. And I'll be straight up with you. I just cannot stand that. When you see photographs of children duct taped, laid on a bed, their hands are duct taped behind their back, their legs are duct taped, their mouth is duct taped, and they're just laying there for some psychopath to come and have his way with them. And when they're finally done totally abusing him, they end up killing him, basically, or they do some ritual sacrifice with him or something like that. It's beyond ugly. A lot of people can't handle looking at this or seeing this. But when I see those people laid out on beds and some of the things that goes on there, you know, in other photographs and other evidence, I just, to me, it's very clear. They said it would make a grown man cry. You know, a lot of the seasoned police officers in the New York Police Department, when they got the evidence and were looking at it, a lot of them, you know, basically just wanted to throw up. And a lot of them just hit their knees, basically, and just said, oh, my God. They were so disturbed by the decadence and how dark that this has become. They couldn't believe it. So, believe it or not, New York Police Department has a huge group involved in this, investigative group that's been working for quite some time, and getting the goods on this stuff, and it was blocked. I mean, the top people of the child trafficking units, you know, in the other administrations were pedophiles. So that's like telling the foxes, you know, or the foxes to investigate the coyotes and the wolves to investigate the foxes or something, you know. It's just like, hey, they stole my chickens, you know, and you go to the wolf, you know, and the foxes stole my chickens, and the wolf's going, where do you live? You know, and that's pretty much what we're dealing with. So, it's pretty sad, but all this is going to come out. This isn't conspiracy theory. You know, this is conspiracy fact, and it's not just Pizzagate. It's more like Pedogate. It's a global event, and it's happening around the world. This whole trafficking thing is coming down. What I got really clear from was with Mother Mary talking about Mary loves the children. You know, the divine feminine loves the children. Now, if you're aligned with the divine feminine, you're going to be working towards, you know, stopping this nonsense, putting an end to the child trafficking, putting an end to the pedophile nonsense and everything else. And so I would be very clear. If you're working against this being cleaned up, be really clear who's financing this stuff, who's steering, you know, you're steering your boat, and how they're using your own unprocessed wounds and traumas or emotions against you to get you to actually disrupt, you know, their demise, you know, the demise of the pedophiles and the other stuff. You know, you have no idea the forces that are at play here and basically what Trump and company is up against. There's a transdimensional war going on. You know, there's grays, there's reptilians, there's serpent beings, there's demonic alien hybrids. You know, there's all these things out there that care nothing for humanity, the earth. And there's astral beings, demonic type beings. And this is not just dealing with the people and the political people and other agencies that run amok. This is a multi-level cleansing that's going on. And so, you know, if anything, we really need to pray for these people that are stepping up to the plate and are taking on these adversaries. And they're very, very powerful adversaries. And they're engaging in sorcery and rituals and all kinds of things is what they're having to deal with. So, you know, if anything, we need to start praying for the administration, you know, to take care of this, you know, to stand tall and do what's necessary to clean this out. You know, and again, you know, the pipelines, you know, by all means, you know, if there's an environmental disaster, you know, getting ready to happen or a long history of that, and you need to march for Mother Earth, I'm all for that. You know, I'm not against, you know, the environmentalists doing their thing, you know, wherever it's necessary. So I know there's a lot of people being arrested, you know, they're out there torching limos and breaking windows and everything else. And they're, you know, they're getting 10 years in jail for doing that. And they're very pissed off. And now they're blowing the whistle. Hey, I was paid to do this. And I was told I'd get a slap on the wrist and that's it. And now I'm facing 10 years. And so they're singing like a canary on who paid them. And a lot of it was the DNC, you know, the Democratic Party. The payments came out of there. They came out of Soros. They came out of all these other groups that Soros is funding, you know, to create, you know, the riots and the destruction and things like that. So anyway, you know, people have gone, oh, he's gone off the deep end. I've already heard it. You know, he's been taken over by Greys or reptilians. No. You know, I'm actually totally aligned with eliminating these guys and getting them off the planet. And so, and it's being done. And you know, the puppet masters are being taken out by the higher dimensional beings and their puppets are floundering and falling apart now. And it's just a matter of time before, you know, the puppets of the dark forces actually implode, you know, and just give themselves up and be seen for exactly who they are. You know, so again, you know, that's a mess. Another thing with the migrant situation, you know, that's happening. If we look at what's happening with the migrants and a lot of the people coming into the, you know, in Germany and Switzerland and Sweden and things like all these different, I think it was Sweden actually, you know, it's a mess. It's a huge mess. Germany has had 142,500 crimes in the past 6 months. Directly tied into the migrants, and they call them the migrants, but we all know who they are. You know, that's, you know, the burden of just taking care of that and dealing with that, and they can't deport these people. You know, you know, they just send them back, you know, back out into society. A lot of these people, it's a real mess, and it's been happening here. You know, I was watching Jason. I believe it's Chaffetz. I'm not sure if I'm saying his name right. You know, grilling these guys, going, you let what, 200 and something thousand criminals out back into society? You didn't deport them. You didn't put them on the other side of the border, you know? And then he's going up this other one. He's saying, you know, 60,000 people, you know, he's just going through all these things, 6,000 here. What? It's crazy. It's insane. The number of criminals, and these are criminals, you know, that were involved in murder, rape, all kinds of things. I mean, everything you can think of were just, you know, put back into society. And so you go, well, what kind of a mind would do that? You know, what is the agenda of people that would allow all these beings back into civilization after they've been caught, you know, stealing, raping, murdering, you know, all these things. And our previous administration was, that was the policy, basically. So again, I'm saying, look at what's really going on. Do we want to follow the same steps of Germany or some of these other countries? And just look at what's happening over there. I mean, it is a mess and they don't know what to do. It's happening in England, Sweden, Germany, and it's just a big mess. Now, I do not want to turn this into a witch hunt, you know, for other Muslim people that are here in good faith, that are, they're God-fearing, loving people. You know, I don't think there should be any kind of a witch hunt, but, you know, when you do have people that are acting in a very aggressive manner and creating harm to property and people and things like that, basically, I'm all for just packing them on a bullet or a plane and sending them back and say, figure it out. You know, you had your chance, you know, you blew it, have a good life, you know, wherever. you know, and create the safe zones. If you want to create the safe zones where they can go and give them the support they need and everything else, that's great. But, you know, the bottom line is you can't bomb people into oblivion, you know, kill their children, their families, you know, and destroy their homes and everything else, and then open the door and bring them over and saying, hey, guys, how you doing? Come on over, you know, we love you. I mean, they're not happy campers. A lot of them are very, very angry, and rightly so, you know, for what's been done to them, because this is all funded by, you know, ISIS is funded by the previous administrations, and this is all coming out in WikiLeaks and everything else, so... You know, that whole Benghazi thing was about moving arms over to the other administration. That's why they let the people take the hit and die over there, because they didn't want to be exposed for what was really going on. And that's all coming out as well. So anyway, when the previous administrations are involved in gun running and you know, the total killing and beheading of Christians over there and financing ISIS and giving them all the guns they need and Stinger missiles and all these things that were given to them, you know, there's going to be a backlash to that. These are not freedom fighters. You know, these are terrorists that are being funded and paid for. So again, pay attention. Don't let your emotions take over. Don't let any wounds and traumas, you know, happen, you know, take over. You know, if you've been abused in the past or men have abused you or whatever, and you need to go out and march, all for women's march, you know, women's rights and things like that. But we have to look at, why are we marching? And we, is this a peace march, or is it a march where we're going to come out and just vent and go nuts and scream and yell and vent all of our anger towards poor Trump. You know, can you imagine sending that much energy at the guy? I mean, come on, he's not, he doesn't deserve that. But, you know, I've seen over and over all of these news articles, and most of them have been proven to be wrong, and they've had to write retractions later. So you don't know what was true, but I'm seeing all the women on stage and marching automatically, you know, quoting these things that have been proven totally untrue, and on stage screaming, yelling, you know, quoting, you know, all this stuff. So, so it's like, where do you get your facts? You know, where do you get your information? Is this, I think it was Socrates or whatever, you know, people come up to him and tell him some gossip or something. He says, well, do you have firsthand knowledge of that? And they said, no. You know, and they said, well, how do you know it's true? You know, and they go, well, something said it, you know, and they said, yeah, but, you know, who do you know, was something there, you know, was the other guy there? And they go, no, you know, and I said, well, then how do you know he saw it? You know, and we hear it from somebody else, and you know, it just goes on and on. So basically, you know, if we don't have firsthand knowledge of this stuff and we don't have the evidence, and we know that the lamestream news or the mainstream news is really out to shut down the movement towards draining the swamp, you know, because they are the swamp. You know, the information you're getting is most likely incorrect and twisted. I wanted to talk a little bit about that. I mean, I watch these reporters and CNN reporters, other reporters, you know, they're talking to the foreign ministers of China, and they're just like trying to start a war, and they're, well, Trump said this and Trump said that and Trump said this, and how are you going to deal with that, and how are you going to deal with that, and well, you guys need to come after him. Yeah, it's just like crazy nonsense. You don't start a war, you know, with a superpower. Are you freaking nuts? You know, and that's what these guys are doing. And the foreign minister was very, very eloquent the way he handled it. He says, you know, he goes, we know about the politics here. We know about, you know, the political promises. We know about all these things. And he said, but none of that matters when we sit down at the table. And we're going to do what's highest and best for each of our people, you know. And he said, yeah, it's just political rhetoric. You know, we don't. And the guy was just saying this, trying to start up basically start a war. And these are the kind of people we have in the lamestream news. They want to sensationalize everything. They don't care about the outcome. They don't care if we get launched into World War III. You know, they're doing the same thing with Russia. And, you know, I can talk a little bit about Russia. You know, the people, they're marching with these signs, you know, Trump is a Russian, whatever, spy or Russian this or Russian that. That's all smoke screens to get you not to look at, you know, the other stuff. You know, all the missing emails with Hillary, you know, WikiLeaks, you know, all the incriminating evidence there. This is all just a big smokescreen to get you not to look at what's important and who the real criminals are. It's actually to divert your energy, you know, and get you divided and separated. So anyway, you know, I can guarantee you that the Russians did not hack the DNC, and they did not hack the polls. The polls are not online. You can't hack the polls. Also, too, the grid is not online. You can't hack the grid. It's like these people, they're nuts. These accusations they're making are flipping nuts. You cannot hack the grid. They're not online. You can't hack something that's not online. You know, you know, again, it's nonsense. There's no evidence whatsoever about that. So, there is no collusion, you know, there against America. What there is going on is Trump is all for teaming up with Russia and finally putting an end to ISIS and these other groups, cleaning them out. You know, they're not good for anybody. They're bad news, and they need to be cleaned out. So, and he's all for, you know, stopping the funding. I mean, there's actually bills written in Congress to stop funding ISIS. Why would they pass in bills to stop funding ISIS if ISIS wasn't being funded, you know, by our own government, you know? So, you know, pay attention. You know, it's obvious what's going on. You know, stop with the blinders, you know, stop with the denial. You know, take a good look at what's really going down and what needs to happen here. Because, you know, if you want to support a terrorist regime that has no respect whatsoever for women. They have more respect for a dog than women. And the rules, you know, that a lot of these people have towards women, these other groups, you know, you should actually look into that. And before you start, you know, channeling Allah Akbar or whatever else and chanting that, you might want to look at what happens to women who actually get raped over there. They're the ones, you know, if they get raped, it's their fault. Basically, you know, they can lose their head by speaking out, not even wearing a cover over their head. They can lose their head, you know, anything. If they drive, they can lose their head. There's all kinds of rules over there. And it's not, you know, if you're going to be chanting these chants, and you might want to look at who you're supporting. So everything is flipped around backwards. It's totally backwards. Why would women who believe in you know, women's rights and everything else actually support one of the most tyrannical regimes against women on the planet? It makes no sense whatsoever. And I'm sure there's excuses that we have to love everybody. You know, we have to, you know, this yada, yada. No, it doesn't work that way. They've chosen a different path, and it's not in your highest and best good, so don't support them, period. It's a no-brainer, you know? It's not that hard. I want to talk about a few other things, too, as far as the global reevaluation and the other things that are happening, the new currencies. From what I understand, they're just around the corner from coming out. There's been a lot of problems in getting this out, and most of the problems came from the DNC, the Democrats, basically, and those in power. There's all kinds of executive orders and everything to stop this. They've been repealed. They've been done away with. And actually, Trump is helping to make this all happen, as well as restore the republic. So, you know, if you want to be enslaved through dependency, if you want to be enslaved by the government, if you want to be in, you know, and if you want to do the Stockholm syndrome and totally support your enslavers, then good for you, you know, but expect the consequences of that. You know, you actually need to get behind the people that are actually freeing you, you know, and that's the people that are restoring the republic, you know, and are bringing around the global reevaluation and the other things. So, I know from Inside Information, which I'll give you a little hint. But there are people with trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that are offshore, that are in other accounts, that are being freed up, and they're bringing their money back into the United States. And so things are going to be very prosperous here. And not just, I know from firsthand experience, these people that been very upset because they couldn't access their funds and now have full access to their funds, and they're actually donating a large amount, even half of those funds, to the restoration of America. So the stuff that Trump is pulling off is beyond imagination. It's phenomenal, the work that he's doing. But meantime, everybody's throwing stones and cussing him out and threatening him and his family and all these other things. It's like, give it a break, you know? It's like, come on. Give the guy a shot. Let's see what he comes up with. He's already done some amazing things that I know of, firsthand knowledge. You know, so, you know, let's see where it goes. Now, I want to talk to you about Fox News. They had two ships, one on each side of Trump's airliner there when he took off. I think it was from New York. And there was a prophecy that was put out by a person that is, I think he's a 3,000-year-old Lemurian, channeled by Jay-Z Knight, named Rontha. And he put a prophecy out, and he said that he talked about Trump, and he says when he takes off in his magnificent aeroship, you know, that he's going to look out the window, and he's going to see he's being escorted by UFOs, by off-worlders are escorting his plane, you know. And and he said that's going to have an effect, a major effect on him, and that you know, he's fully aware of this transmission war. He's fully aware of the ET situation. I don't know. He's aware of it. I don't know how much detail he knows about it, but I know he's being briefed by that there is a major house cleaning, you know, a transmission war going on where the dark hearts and the dark souls and the dark entities are being taken out. So he's fully aware of that as well. But when he looked out his window and saw the two ships escorting his plane, I think disclosure is right around the corner. You know, he knows about the secret space fleet, and he wants all this technology to come back to the people. And a lot of people in the secret space fleet want that as well. So, you know, there's so many things going on like that, that it's just amazing. You know, what's happening on those levels. There's a few other things I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about, you know, a little bit about the global reset, you know, and that it is happening. It is right around the corner. I've been in contact with people, you know, Grandfather O1 and all of these people, you know, and so, you know, everybody kept giving you false starts and saying it's around the corner, it's happening, it's done, you know, this and that. And unfortunately, that was incorrect. And sorry about that, but it wasn't me giving that information. I've always said, not yet. It's not ready yet. And because of these executive orders and because of certain people on a very high level not signing off yet, for various reasons, because they didn't want the money to go into the wrong hands, you know, it wasn't going to happen. But now everything is in place, and from my understanding, everybody signed off, and so these things are going to be happening very shortly. You know, they're very, very close. There's a prophecy that we're going to go into 3 or 5 days of darkness going around the internet, probably, you know, sometime in February. It's not going to happen. Don't see that happening. You know, you might want to store away your candles. You know, you don't need them yet. And, whatever things you have. It might not be a bad idea though to store up on some things, because, you know, with this crazy weather we've had, you know, the earthquakes, the volcanic eruptions, which are all escalating, you know, it's a good idea to have extra supplies on hand. You know, I would have at least a month's supply, if not more. But, you know, where we live up in Trout Lake, what happened is I was taken to the airport by Joseph and Ashley, bless their hearts, and they didn't get home for 3 days. They couldn't get back up to the ranch because 84 was closed, the 14 was closed on the other side, and massive ice storm going on, snow. It was a mess. And so, you know, you can imagine that. You take some to the airport and then you can't get home for 3 days. You know, these are changes. They're here. And so I would have a little, you know, I'd definitely have a pack in your car, you know, a bug out bag, whatever you want to call it, you know, have that in your car. And at home, you know, stock up, just buy enough canned goods and whatever. It's very easy. You buy yourself a 20-pound bag of rice, you know, and some beans and some corn, and think, get your basics. It's very cheap to do that. And you can make yourself some stews and things like that and add other things to it, and you'll be fine. And just make sure you've got heat, you know, an alternative heat source, you know, a way to cook your food and a way to warm your water. What's nice about the ranch is that we have propane. You know, we don't have to do anything for 6 months. And we have wood heat, so we'll have heat. We can cook off the wood stove, too. And we have propane for cooking and for hot water. So no matter what happens, you know, we might have to go without lights for a little while, but we have some backup on that as well. So, you know, you can buy those lanterns that go forever. You know, the new lanterns now with the LEDs, they go forever. You know, you just buy a few of those and you're covered. You know, you'll get through no matter. And I tell you, it's really awesome when the grid goes down, when there's no electricity flowing anywhere and the grid's down and you're in a snowstorm or something. It is so quiet and there's not all those other energies, you know, going off around you. Like even the phones were out, everything was out, you know, but one time we're up there, the highway was out. It took out the power lines, took everything out, and it was a real mess up there. And you know, but we were cruising right through it because we were prepared. You know, it took a few days for them to get a new bridge in and redo the highway so people could get across it. But, you know, all in all, it did get taken care of, and we just cruised right through it. So I would highly suggest doing that. Make sure, you know, you've got fresh water, you know, and make sure you've got your basics down. Because, you know, it's no fun to be sitting there trying to figure out where your food's going to come from, and you're freezing and you don't have any water, and, you know, you're not going to be a happy camper. So everybody goes, well, that's fear. And I said, well, you know, once you're prepared, you have no fear. You know, I think people are afraid to prepare, you know, it's like, you know, so I'm all for praise Allah, tie your camel. That's my program. You know, praise God, tie your camel, you know, whatever name you want to give God. Just pick a loving, joyous one, you know. So yeah, also, too, we're 5 days into, there will be 6 days when this airs, into the ascension wave, another ascension wave that's going through. It's a 13-day ascension wave. And usually after that wave, another one comes right on its tail, right behind that. So if you're feeling a little out of it, a little ungrounded, you have a lot of you're going to go from feelings like comatose, where you're really tired and you need to sleep, to emotional outbursts, you know, or agitation, you know, with these waves when they come through. Everybody experiences them differently. And just be aware that, you know, we're in process. And it's important to look at this whole planet as being in process. There's a political process going on that's bringing up everybody's stuff. You know, all the old wounds and traumas and fears from the past, especially concerning womanhood, that's all coming to the surface. This is a process, and everybody's playing their part. And as far as bringing up these issues, I can't think of anybody better than Trump, because the Trump effect sure brings up everybody's issues right up into your face, you know. And we have to ask ourselves, why are we dependent on external forces, you know? You know, basically, why aren't you sovereign? You know, why are you so dependent on other people's programs and things like that? You know, become independent, become sovereign. You know, there are ways to do that. You know, and when you're sovereign, you're free. And you're free of all the fears and all the other stuff around being dependent on somebody else. And unfortunately, this civilization actually really comes up against people that want to be self-sufficient, sovereign, but that's coming, that's going to be changing. So again, we're 5 days into the ascension wave. The major things we're dealing with is not Planet X, basically. It's actually the central sun. and the energy is coming from the central sun and other systems that are hitting the earth, and the gamma ray bursts and cosmic ray bursts, and all of that is having an extreme effect on the earth, and it's not man-made pollution that's creating climate change. It's actually other forces, you know. It's our forces. It's the central sun. It's our sun reacting to moving into a highly energized place in space we've never been before. There's all kinds of things happening. But now we're going into a solar minimum. We're going into a mini ice age, basically, and that's what all the evidence is pointing to. So, unfortunately, global warming is a myth. And climate change is real. You know, we go through climate changes and cycles, and all these cycles were expected and predicted by the people that do know, people in NASA and things like that that do know, you know, what's happening. And I'm probably going to get, I put some links out on some people that have talked about how the real numbers say that we're actually going into a mini ice age. We're actually cooling. The planet is cooling. Although there are extreme swings in different places, the planet actually is cooling, and a lot of the ice fields are building up and getting stronger, it's just not the same. Now, where I live in Washington, when we look up at the mountain, we used to have a big glacier up there in Trout Lake, you know, on our view, and the glacier's gone. I mean, it melted, you know. Yeah, we went through a warming phase. It's melted. Now the glacier's back. It's coming back, and the snow doesn't go off the mountain anymore. I mean, it's going to have snow year round. You know, it's you can definitely feel the winter. The past couple winters we've been going through are incredibly cold. You know, we're not going in that direction in our area. And if you spend a lot of time in nature, you'll realize that things are cooling down. We're having definite climate change, and this climate change actually, unfortunately, is destroying a lot of crops, you know, with early freezes and late freezes and changes. We end up losing a lot of crops, you know, because of this. So, you know, we need to start paying attention and maybe start focusing, you know, crop rotations and actually moving crops to areas that can grow, you know, warmer climates. And things like that to grow that, because as things get colder, it's going to get harder and harder to grow. And especially our place where we are, if things start getting colder, you know, we barely get our corn and barely get our tomatoes every year. And we get hit by freezes too that take out some of our stuff, but we just keep planting and going for it. But, you know, there are places that, you know, we need to pay attention and start moving our crops, you know, into different places, and you know, we can grow tons of food. It's not a problem. We just need to pay attention, you know, to what's happening on the planet, basically. And again, that's the main things I wanted to talk about was the mini ice age that we are going into, and the evidence all supports that. Now, you know, do your research before you go with the status quo or the lamestream media that's going to really push global warming because they really want to get the carbon taxes up, you know, and it's just another way of enslaving the people globally. It's a way that they can put a finger on everybody globally and unite everybody, and it's part of the little New World Order agenda. It's also part of a lot of these projects, Agenda 21, all of these projects they've got going on are all enslavement protocols for the New World Order. And so we need to pay attention to those, you know, what the big picture is. I'm all for the planet unifying and coming together and joining the rest of the universe in peace and joining our multidimensional brothers and sisters, you know, in the Pleiades and the Orion Council of Light and the Sirians and the Andromedans, and I can go on, you know, all the different groups out there that want us to join the Galactic Federation. You know, they want us to be a part of it. I'm all for that, you know, let's do it, but let's not become part of this other nightmare that the global elite have planned for us. It's just a prison planet. We're all being enslaved. You know, we're all working in their factories and no freedom and no time. And that's basically the name of the game. You know, keep your noses to the grindstone, keep you poor, you know, don't give you any creative time, don't give you any time to tap in and make your own personal God connection, keep you in fear and survival. And, you know, they run you into the ground with the basics. That's how they control you. The Archon network, everybody has different names for this network, the draconian grid, you know, there's different names for it. Well, that's all created to enslave the masses and keep you locked into the first three chakras, which are survival, sex, and power. You know, and that's where they keep you, and that's where Hollywood keeps you. And that's where the music industry keeps you. It's survival, sex, and power. You know, very few people are talking about anything beyond that, anything in the heart. It's all, you broke my heart, you did this, you did that. You know, every once in a while somebody will come on and sing a song that really has some love to it and a higher song and about sovereignty and everything. And, you know, a lot of times they hit the top of the charts. It's amazing, you know, because people want to hear that kind of music. But the music we are getting, you know, is a lot of music that's designed to keep everybody divided. And that's what the Soros game is, divide and conquer. And so basically what they want to do is they want to create as much chaos as possible. And there's order through chaos. That's their slogan, order through chaos. You know, create all this chaos. Everybody gives up and says, okay, you know, fix it. And then they come in and they're the answer. But people don't realize that the very people that are calling themselves the answer to ending the chaos are the ones that created the chaos in the first place. And again, that's where these Soros people and a lot of these other people are involved in. They're the chaos creators. They've toppled governments. They've toppled countries. They've done that through the same program as create the chaos, create a big mess, divide everybody, get everybody fighting, angry, pissed off, and it goes from there. And I want to go further into that too, is that, I hate to tell you this, but basically the darker forces are having a feeding frenzy on the energies that are generated from this separation game that's going on. And if we wanted to go forward in our evolution and focus on the higher ideals of love and joy and peace and, you know, the universal law or the universal principles necessary for a healthy environment and society. And these are principles like universal peace, you know, brother-sisterly love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. Those are the basics we need to stick to and hold our leaders to those basics if we want to go forward. You know, we can't keep dividing, fighting amongst ourselves while the leaders are sitting back and clipping coupons and getting very rich. And actually profiting on, you know, the war on disease profiteers. All these guys are making a killing, you know, because of the chaos and the separation of the division game. So if you're playing that game, you're serving the dark side. Basically, you may think you're serving the light side, but you're actually not. You're serving the dark side. And a lot of people get upset with that, you know, so... let's focus on what's important, you know, let's drain the swamp, you know, let's get focused on, you know, getting people back to work, you know, getting abundance going. Let's focus on cleaning up the planet, you know, and again, the environment as well. We need to not allow these giant corporations to, you know, put profit first. And, you know, in front of what's going on, because, you know, yeah, you may have a job, you know, but if the platform for life ceases or can't support life anymore, what good is your job? You know, what good is your Porsche and your boat and your Mercedes and your big house and all that stuff, you know, if the planet can't support life, you know, people... If we kept going on the course we're going on, you were going to see people trading Porsches for a loaf of bread. I mean, that was the timeline we were on, and that's been changed, you know. But let's hopefully, you know, everybody come together here. You know, we just It's just this class separation, the separation game, whatever game you're playing, whatever separation game you're playing, it needs to come to an end. You know, I don't know what, doesn't matter what color you are, what gender you are, what, you know, people need to come together. You know, that's the bottom line. What culture you are. Now, unity consciousness are the waves. That's what the ascension waves are. They're packed with consciousness. And the consciousness consists of universal law that I talked about earlier. And a lot of people call it unity consciousness. And so if you're not moving towards unity consciousness or not aligning with unity consciousness, you're going to, you know, have some experiences here. I guarantee it, because the earth is ascending and she'll spit you out, you know, if you don't get with the program. And that's basically what's happening right now. So we have to become frequency specific to the evolution of Earth, to Earth's ascension process, if we're going to stay here. And you're not frequency specific if you're playing the separation game. You're not aligned with unity consciousness. And, you know, you're actually creating an extreme detriment to yourself and to the planet. And guess what, folks? What happens is when you're an extreme detriment to a process that is divine and inspired by the higher dimensions and God itself, you probably will be removed and you'll be actually, you know, working your things out somewhere in the fourth dimension in the astral levels, you know, and that's just the way it works. And it's all self-inflicted. So, you know, you can play the victim role all the way to the end if you want, and the end just brings you more victimhood. You know, you could become more victim. The more you play that card, you know, when you stop and say, wait a second, you know, I've made some pretty bad decisions. I wasn't clear on this. You know, I co-created this reality. I forgive all those involved in this circumstance, this situation, and get off the wheel. That's when things start changing. It's called personal responsibility and basic common sense. There's an old saying, common sense is God sense. You know, you don't harm people. You know, you don't destroy your environment. You don't do any of these things and expect to continue evolving on this planet, because those things are going out. You know, they're going out the door, and they're going out very soon. You know, so anyway, you know, I hope you enjoyed my rant. You know, it was a little bit of a rant. We need to cover a lot of things. I know I'm going to have a lot of stones thrown my way for this rant and for this information, you know, you're going to see some amazing things happen if you just step back and focus on what's important. You know, focus on unity consciousness, focus on universal law, focus on your own life first, you know, clean up your own act first, and then you can help others, and hold your leadership responsible, you know, for the same universal law. And, you know, as a collective, if we all choose unity consciousness and universal law, that's what we're going to have. But if we're all divided and fighting amongst each other, we're not going to have that. It's not going to happen. And we're actually serving the darker forces. So with that said, we'll be signing off tonight. Have a great evening. Aloha from Maui. And, you know, hold the light, hold your frequency, and by all means, do whatever process-oriented therapy necessary to let go of these old wounds and traumas. They no longer serve you, and they don't serve the planet. So anyway, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening. Stay in the heart. Watch the skies. Amazing things coming our way. Good night.